Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Yo, 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 we're back for another episode of Bully and the Beast. It's your boy Twerk.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Wax. What's it looking like?
Super Bowl weekend, man. I know the resort is going to be popping this weekend, bro. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, we're definitely having a Super Bowl party. We got a party tonight. You know what I'm saying? Taryn, I'm throwing a party tonight. So we always got something up the sleeve, man. I got to come check it out. A place to go underscore C. Go look at the Instagram with Chick and see what we've got going on. You know, got a couple of things happening, man. Super Bowl, I'm not really excited about at the end of the day because, you know, my Cowboys, man, we're not in it. And I hate not wearing my stars. So I don't even know what this is. I think it's P is for, I can't even say pussy no more. I'm going to say P is for prayer. P is for prayer. Pray for my Dallas Cowboys.
Prayers. Yeah, man. Tell me about it, bro. Because I'm a Ravens fan. We were so close to making it to the Super Bowl. Now I'm, you know, I made plans and shit. I bet you I know who you're going for. No, it's so, I'm not going to fuck both these teams, bro. Because everybody calls me Patrick Mahomes anyway. So
exactly. I know that's what you was trying to say. You don't even look like them. You just want to say that. I threw the alley-oop and you really caught the ball and I'm proud of you.
I have a brother, my dad's son, a full white guy. This is my brother. Yes. He's older than me. Peace. And, you know, his wife works at a bar upstate New York. Like in the country section. And I know I'm going up there. I could have swore the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl, but so I'm going up there. They have like open bar and unlimited food and shit. And I already tell you, all these people are going to call me Patrick Mahomes.
I can see it right now. Drunk as hell. You going to be drunk as hell. You going to have a Mahomes jersey and say, yo, I have my jet bring me right here after the game. We just won. Why not?
Bro, I have the wig.
That's what they do. When people win the game, the girls flash the titties. So go see some titties, bro.
That's exactly. I could probably get it too. I'm with Mahomes, guys. Yeah.
Oh, you are Mahomes. You gotta say you are Mahomes.
Yeah, but he's in the Super Bowl.
He flew his jet. They drunk. They don't know the fuck going on. You can tell your girl. The girl was in there is your cousin. You just kissing the bitch. You know what I'm saying? He's drunk. Maybe he is drunk. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Who knows anything?
My camera's back again. Like I said last week, we're back to work. I just gotta get my car fixed now because the night of my pond that party was snowing. I slid into the curb. It's almost done. We got the front tire fixed. But they found out the back tire is fucked up. So now we're getting the back tire fixed.
Damn, you was drunk as a motherfucker.
I wasn't drunk, bro. I might have been arguing with my girl. Might have not been. Might have been distracted. Fucked up.
What the fuck? They argue with your girl and make you do that shit.
I was going a little bit faster than I should have been. Not going too fast, but for it being snowing, I could have been going slower.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't in the car. It was after I dropped her off. I was kind of still like flustered. I was like, man, let me get my ass home. And boom, damn.
That's smart.
That was God. I think it was God settling me down because if I had my car, I probably would have been doing some wild shit, honestly. Because, yeah, she was real. But.
Well, we're happy you're safe. We're happy you're safe.
That's what everybody was saying. Well, are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Not, you know. But.
That's good. Yeah.
L'Oreal said, I talked to L'Oreal, man. She said she I'm going to have to edit this out, but she's like, I'm doing every other week.
Okay. How you doing, L'Oreal? See you next week.
See you next week, L'Oreal.
Now I got to go deal with Turks, and Turk going to start acting like he's you now. So here we go.
I can't bully Wax. I tried to bully Wax. He said, I'm going to
come. Fuck that bully shit. You a dude. I'm going to come fuck you up.
He said, what the fuck?
I tried to bully Wax. Man? You ever seen a man try to fuck with me? I don't fuck with dudes. I beat my dog, my boy dog. But girls gonna get away with everything. That's just what they do.
Right.
So don't try to be like girls. That's why I think guys be trying to dress up like girls and shit like that. Because why else you want to be a girl to have a fucking period and a baby? No, because girls get away with everything. That's it. That's the only reason why people want to be girls. Only other reason why I see. You don't want to get fucked. Yeah. Keep right. going. See how you get me in trouble? Yeah, keep going.
Nah.
What we got, man? I know we got some emails or something like that, right?
I had a guest. He just left the waiting room. Let me text him back right now, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. So, you know, I run the PolyMath Network. It's a Westchester, well, it was a Westchester based. We expanded, man. PolyMath Network, my podcast network out here that I'm running. I added another podcast from North Carolina, who was Sean a couple weeks ago. And Rock, he's an Albanian, he calls himself the Albanian Joe Rogan. And nice. Come join us today. And let me just text him.
Yeah, the last guy you had was kind of wild, man. What the fuck? We had these sex things, Sean. Stuff like that. Yeah, I said, am I about to get in trouble? I have no idea what I'm putting myself into, but I'm just...
Nah, you did good. Along.
Thank God, because I didn't know what the hell was about to come about this motherfucker. I said, what the fuck is this? What's going on?
Right.
Help me. But came out good. Bless him.
Let me call this guy real quick. Let's just tell our listeners while we're waiting for Rock to join us, where can they send us an email or a DM? Start with the DM.
Yes, it's easy with the DMs because y'all always jumping in the DMs trying to get some, what is it called? Schmeek. And some pussy, you know what I'm saying? So hit us up at the DM at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And if y'all want to go into the emails and be, you know, discreet if you want to, but, you know, make sure you put everything in there because not, we're going to definitely fill the holes. Hit us up at the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. I'll let your boy.
Let's get it. All right, we got Rock joining us.
Great and professional, Angelo. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What up? What up? What's going on?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. My name is Rock. I work with music. I write music. I do social media as well. Probably some of you have seen me. Some of you probably haven't. But I represent pretty much the Albanian community. So we big, we widespread out here. But yeah, man, I'm all about spreading positivity, spreading good energy, spreading laughs, spreading a good influence, and trying to be somebody that just becomes an outlet for people. You know what I mean? So,
dope, man. Well, you on the Bully and the Beast Podcast. It's going to be a little ratchy, a little wild, a little, you know, drunk uncle and drunk auntie type of shit. But, you know.
I love it, bro. I love
100.
It.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. So go ahead.
I'm Albanian, bro. Wild and Albanian is like.
There you go. I was talking about hey, respectful. Let's just be nice to everybody in the world. Like, hey, man, tell this Bully and the Beast, baby.
Rock, what are you doing for the Super Bowl? Man.
Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know I'm betting on Pat Mahomes, baby.
Patty Mahomes, yeah, bro. I'm not going to hear the end of that shit all day. Yo, Patty Mahomes, man, good luck today, bro. Good luck. Horny.
That's your twin brother.
I can't stand it.
can I bet for both teams, though? If I bet for both teams, I can't lose at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? At least I come even at the end.
Put 100 on
looking hilarious.
Yeah, if I put 100 on each, then you know what I'm saying? The odds when I win is probably still going to make more bread at the end of the day. I just lose the 100 at the end of the day.
Well, you're gonna have to put 100 on the Chiefs and 150 on the Niners. The Niners are predicted to win. So if you're trying to win the same amount of money, that's what it's going to be.
The Niners are predicted to win?
Yeah, they're on a 3-point spread, I think.
Oh, okay, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
they're
$2.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
That'd be good.
We're going to get into some emails. So, Rob, what we do, we give advice to our listeners. They hit us up through the DM. They send us emails. And we give them advice the Bully and the Beast way. All right?
Yes.
And so, honest. We got two of them things today. So, it goes a little something like this. Hey, Bully and the Beast. There's this girl I met online that I'm currently in a long-distance relationship with. Her name is Caroline. She's 18 years old, just finishing up her first semester of college. She's a really sweet girl. We both really like each other a lot. But because of the distance, we agreed to be polyamorous until I finish graduate school and move there in May. We both have needs in the meantime, and if we found someone local that we actually fell for, no hard feelings. Then there's 24-year-old Alyssa. I met her on Facebook about 2 months ago before I settled down with Caroline. I wanted to try meeting someone more local, someone closer to my age, someone who's more just more available physically. In the span of the last 3 weeks, I've been told by both of them that they're pregnant. Given it thought, talked about it with my dad, and I decided I'd like to marry one of them and be a co-parent on good terms with the other. And yes, they do know about each other. I'm very open about being polyamorous with both. So now, here's my dilemma. I share a more intimate romantic connection with Caroline. Caroline is a better friend. Caroline is younger and may want the stability of a husband. Caroline does not have a job, does not drive, and is going to college full time. I am leaning towards Caroline to marry me. Now, Alyssa is more mature, more financially stable, has is local. Even though I don't share the same emotional connection that I do with Caroline, she will be more of a pleasant person to settle down with. Long term, though, Alyssa may want the stability of a husband by her side. She has never been and has no plan to go to college. She has a working class job at a restaurant. She works 10-hour shifts most of the week. She lives in an apartment with three other girls. She would not have the support of her family on the same level as Caroline. What do I do?
Don't get married to him. Don't get married to him right now. They're too young. I don't even know who I was at 25. So I fuck. She's 18.
No, he's talking about marrying the 18-year-old. Caroline.
Well, she's 18 right now. That baby going to change her. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of things going to change her. She probably not even going to like that motherfucker.
By the time she's 21.
I got pregnant, don't like me. Shit.
So by the time she's 21, she's not even going to love herself. She's going to love 10 other people at that time.
Yeah, that's still a kid. 18
yeah, she's
is
still young.
But you think about 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's bugging. I mean, they used to do that in my country. I don't know if they do that anymore, but like...
I feel like back in the day, it would have been easier to marry 18-year-old because there's no social media.
Exactly. Yeah. Nowadays, you call the pervert instantly.
No. Bro, if you even date... My boy is my age. I have a friend that's my age. And he's dating a 23-year-old. And I still tell him he's bugging.
Yeah.
Anything under than 25, bro, it's not gonna work. Bro.
She's not gonna like you no more. She doesn't even know herself yet.
It ain't the same mentality, for sure. Definitely not. I know a bunch of 21, 22, 23-year-old girls, and all they care about is partying still and doing wild stuff.
Annoying as fuck. No respect for consequence whatsoever.
Nah.
I hated it. Bro, I've been with my girl since she was 19. You know, we're almost 30 now. Well, I'm 31, and she's 28. Bro, I've been with her since she was 19. She made me lose my mind several times with that fucking, I'm still young shit. Fuck all that. I didn't get to be young. I can't use the excuse.
My ex-girlfriend was trying to tell me that at 30 years old last year. I'm like, what the hell? That make no sense.
No, yeah, 30 years old is too wild. It's like, that's when he got to...
he need to slow down with all the marriage and stuff like that right now.
Well, it sounds like he's unsure too, though. He's like, they both looking for like a husband material type of guy. So is he trying to say that he's not husband material either? I don't know. That's what it sounded like.
Bro, you nutted. You're not. He's not husband material. Bro, you nutted in two girls. Like what?
Nah, he know what he want. What he got?
I feel like realistically, he needs to co-parent both because he's speaking for himself. What the fuck do these women want to do?
That's what I was saying. These girls right now are really young right now. They have no idea what they want to do. The baby going to change them for sure. Their whole life is going to change them. I don't know who I was at 18.
But he about to have two babies change him completely.
25, I definitely a different person than I was at 20. I was 20. At 35, I was a different person. Really? So she's going to change too. You're going to change all that marriage. Don't lock yourself down right now. Don't do nothing permanent.
Nah.
Just go ahead and start having more babies. If you want to do it, you might as well just fuck it and do it. Just have like five kids right now and just chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
So for the record, he's 27.
Damn.
Wow, bro.
He's almost my age.
And he's 27, yeah, 18-year-old pregnant, and he got a motherfucking 24-year-old pregnant.
My boy need to wear a condom. That's what he need to do.
I might, if he was talking with my niece or my sister, I would fuck his ass up. What the fuck are you doing, bro? My sister's 18 years old. Like, you take her life away from her like that. And that's how I look at it. I don't know how anybody else would look at it, but I'm like, why you take her life away from her like that? You're 27 years old. Bro, you got a whole lot more pussy to fucking get. You only 27.
Yeah, that's kind of her fault, too.
You ain't trying to fucking fuck all these girls. You're 27 years old. Bruh, if you still work, you're supposed to work. If your dick still work, bro, work that motherfucker. Only time you sit there and try to settle down when your dick starts settling down, you're like, oh, I can't be out there running around.
Hilarious. You start having scares and shit.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like, oh, she the one who dealing with this motherfucker that gets off her every half an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't deal with this shit. If she dealing with it still, keep that that's motherfucker because the next bitch ain't going to do it. She ain't going to do it. She's going to tell her girls about it. Like, he paid for the bills, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be that guy. He's cool. He's funny. You don't want that. You want he's a piece of shit, but he blows my back out. That's why I stay.
Yeah.
And both these relationships are men online. Like the girl that he wants to marry lives across the country. Like yeah, he's this guy, I think he's white, to be honest. I hate to say it. This gotta be a white relationship. This is not no black shit. Because first of all, they don't even talk about marriage. I ain't gonna lie to you. Talking about I want to marry.
18 years old. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Yo. This is just Bethesda.
It sounds like some Midwest.
Yeah, that does sound like some Midwest shit, to be honest with you.
Some country shit. They get married at 18, yo. My brother's side of the, like my dad's side of the family, they all got settled, got their families settled in early. I feel like that's a Southern thing too. Like,
yeah, my mom and dad was young. My mom and dad was like 17, 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? So that's back in the day stuff. Like, it's right now, her attention just can't be on you and the dishes and the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's over there. It's like, oh, look at Stephanie and them over there doing. Oh, I used to date this guy and look what he's doing. Oh, fuck her. Now she's upset. You wonder why she come to, hey, baby, give her a kiss on the cheek. And she pissed off because she just seen Jonathan and his, her ex and this new girl somewhere. And you wonder why she upset. She upset because she's looking at some other shit that she ain't supposed to be looking at. You know what I'm talking about?
Word.
So if your girl just happened to be upset, she looked at her ex in the fucking picture over there. I'm telling you.
So, so what kind of advice should we give to this guy? The advice we give, bro, is you gotta see what these women want to do. And I personally think you should just be a co-parent and you, I don't know. If these girls gotta be
He's gonna have to parent. He's gonna have to parent. He's gonna have to parent two kids at the same time. That's a little
that's cool.
That's crazy. But yeah, and they're across the country. Song? Like that's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Remember that song Pop That when Drake said, one of my close dogs got three kids and they all three. When you talk about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got three women pregnant at the same time. It's possible. Three kids and they all three.
Do that.
But he don't got Lil Wayne money, so how he gonna go back and forth?
Yeah, he and Lil Wayne, I'm sure, but everybody was right there in the States. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, bro, my advice to you is basically, like I said earlier, start having a bunch of kids and try to, you know, let them all raise up together and y'all all be a family. Or, you know, just chill out and make sure you don't have a run into the guy like Wax and have an 18-year-old family because he's going to beat the shit out of you, bro.
Yeah, you lucky you got away with that
one. Yeah, what the fuck? You got away with that shit. You know, bro, did she just turn 18? You know what I'm talking about? Like, come on.
You're almost bragging. Like, I love this. Like, you sound sick, actually.
Yo, bro, you got you 27 and you got my 18-year-old sister, niece, daughter, bro.
I wonder somebody gonna daddy,
fuck you up. Her daddy mad her as daddy a motherfucker. He mad as hell. Like this old ass motherfucker humping on you, motherfucker.
How'd you meet this nigga?
What he say?
Yeah.
What the fuck I tell you about saying nigga? I'm gonna fuck you up.
My fault.
Oh man.
Bro, it's Black History Month, bro. I got all the way up until the 14th. I got first half of the month.
Nah, you already you used that fucking card already last show.
Y'all silly, man.
Alright, let's get into the next email. Wax, one more time. How could they send us an email or a DM?
Send us a DMs, man, at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And send us an email at thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. Scratch that at my fault.
Yeah, at thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Bullyandthebeast@gmail.com, bro.
Yes, sir. All right. The second DM goes like this, man. Dear Bully and the Beast, my girlfriend takes relationship advice from TikTok. It really just annoys me that my girlfriend takes advice from women that clearly have no idea what they are talking about. When I was a kid, the joke was magazines gave women advice that isn't true. I feel like TikTok is the new version. And then on top of that, she compares what we do to what people do on there. She is constantly trying to craft her dream house, dream vacation, car, etc., all from TikTok. Wouldn't that time be better served putting in efforts towards something profitable to achieve those dreams? I got a guy brain 100%, so maybe I don't get it.
Bro, that sounds like you're in a relationship.
Next.
Who's next? Angelo, tell us about yours.
That is hilarious. Damn, I feel like we all go through that. About? Yeah.
Welcome.
With my girl, with my relationship, with my relationship, we I get compared to the Kardashians relationship. Travis Barker would never do this to Courtney. That's my DMT bullying me.
I thought you were talking about Caitlyn and fucking that's what I'm like. Why are you doing you like that, bro?
Yo, the
Kardashians. I was trying to think.
He said Caitlyn. Oh God. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I'm single, so I don't know what to say on this, but all this superficial materialistic stuff is crazy to me, especially you learning stuff off of TikTok. Come on, what is she, 14, 15?
Yeah, nah, I feel like, man, my girl, she always, like, DMs me memes and stuff like, a woman's loyalty is based off of how much a man doesn't have. A man's loyalty is based off of what he does have and shit like that. I don't, like, all right.
It's always something wild trying to prove a point. But, like, I don't know. If the girls are trying to watch somebody like that and we get blamed for watching somebody like Andrew Tate, then I don't know. This is crazy to me.
I get it, too, because there are guys like that. You're right, bro. Like, remember Kevin Samuels and shit? So there's guys that take their relationship advice from people like Kevin Samuel and,
there you go.
And Andrew Tate.
It's everything, though. It's everything influence you. People, the way people dress, the way people talk, the way people, other relationships is, you can try to mimic a lot of things that they see. And my advice to you, bro, is try to sit there and try to manage what your girl sees. Just be like, yo, you want her more of a wife type? Like, listen, let's go to the Bible. Let's pray more tonight. Let's do this. Let's do that. If you want to bring her to you, I just want to have fun. Start showing her club videos and y'all start going to the clubs or you want to be nasty, start watching porn with her and start bringing her straps and fucking a bunch of vibrators and shit and turn her ass the fuck out. And I think you should do from 3 to 1 because after you turn her out in the bedroom, you get her to listen to the Bible. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's important to know who you with too, though. If you see that somebody, maybe she's probably in her late 20s, early 30s, and she's focusing on stuff like this, it should just show you like, there's something a little off about this person. So I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that personally. A woman trying to tell me that she's trying to live like people on TikTok. Like, I don't know. That's strange to me.
That's crazy. Us guys, right here, the three of us. When my girl sends me TikToks and DMs and tries to send me messages through shit like that, I don't open them. I just like, I'm not fucking listening to that shit.
Yeah, no way. I don't know.
But you should listen. You know why you should listen? Just see where her head is at all times. You see what I'm saying? She might send you one of them things you ain't listed. It might be like, some girls get to cheat sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But you listen to that shit. Try to fucking show your ass where she's at right now. You know what I'm saying? So you got to listen to certain things that they do, different moods. You know what I mean? When they talk, it's like, all right, if they blink their eyes 4 times in 10 seconds, that motherfucker tell a lie.
Yeah.
But if she blink her eyes a little bit more, she's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because she's telling the truth. Yeah. She all like eyes going. But if she already trying to think like 4 seconds, she did 10 seconds, she only blink her eyes 4 times, that motherfucking lying. You know what I'm saying? So study your girl more. Don't shy away from all that type of things I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
You got your guy time, do your guy time.
Women do be throwing them little signs that you don't even pay attention to, and that's the worst.
And pay attention to your shit.
Nah, that's the worst, man. I don't know. I'm glad I'm
saying. That's yours, you better pay all attention to all that shit.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm single.
You know, even when she leaves to the store, see how happy she is when she leaves to the store. But one time she, you know, she always like, oh, I'm going to go to the store. And this time she like dressed all up. I'm going to go to the store. Like, motherfucker, where you going? You ain't going to the fucking store. What store is this?
The whole store?
You got to see. Yeah, what store are you going to? With who or who you about to go meet and talk about? You know what I'm saying? So you got to.
Yeah.
See how your girl moods is. See how she is. If not, then it is. And I think this one, this lady right here is actually telling you what she is and how she is. You know what I'm saying? Just slow down if you're thinking about marriage. Keep them right where they at. If they post something, that's where we at. If you're trying to talk about marriage and you post something like this, I'm not marrying that. Yeah. When I start seeing certain posts and certain things going, this is how your life is, I'm marrying a wife. I'm not marrying somebody who do stuff like that. So if you want to be this wife, you got to react like this. You know
what I'm saying? And if they posting it in public without even talking to you first, like they posting it to the public, that's bad news bears.
Family, That's bad news. I'm not doing that. I'm not marrying that. I'll be cool with that, but I ain't marrying that.
Yeah, no.
Because now we both got to be representation of each other, and you do stuff. I don't even do that type of shit. You want me out there with my fucking chest out? You want me out there bending over? And niggas like, what the fuck is this motherfucker out here bent over? You see Wax bent over?
What are you fucking talking about right now, bro?
I'm just saying, on some dumb ass shit, you want me to start doing some stupid ass shit like that? You think it's fucked up, right? Like, what the fuck is you doing? I'm looking at it like that with her, too. Like, what the fuck are you over here bent over for these motherfuckers to see? You tell anybody, even nah, you can't have it. They're going to really chase now. And that's
like Wax do it. See, you don't got to be bent over, bro. You can be doing pull-ups. You can be doing pull-ups, bro. You don't got to be bent the fuck over. Because I got the image of my
fucking Listen, whoever got the image in your head, image my fucking fist going to your fucking jaw. Right after that, image that motherfucking shit.
I was afraid he was going to say
you could have been doing anything. Like, what do you guys do that it's sexy? Like, bro, you could have been working out shirtless or something. The guy had
Boom, you got it. I was just, you know what girls do. You know what I'm saying? I said titties. I ain't got no fucking titties. You know what I'm talking about? I said, you know, like, titties out and shit. Nah, you just got to slow down. But that'll show me where you want to be at in this relationship, how you still move, how much you want to. Some girls be trying to just pat their pinky toe and still in the streets. You better bring that whole foot over this motherfucker if you want this. You know what I'm talking about? You want these high paying jobs, but you still want to smoke weed. What you want to do? You know what I'm saying?
You want to know the funniest part about this whole thing, though? He's complaining that his girl gets advice from TikTok, from one from TikTok. This guy hits up Bullying the Beast for advice.
Amazing. But this is look at the raw shit he's getting, though. We gonna give you 1,000 with him. Somebody else like, that's nothing. That's nothing. Like, motherfucker, you better check them fucking DMs, dumbass. Matter of fact, she always on TikTok. That's where they at. Go look at her DMs and see who the fuck thinks she's funny or, oh, I like what you said about that. She probably be hitting people up in some dumbass shit. Like, oh, I liked the last video. They're like, hey, you like it?
Check her likes. You.
Uh-huh. Yeah, check them shit. See what she on. See who she following and shit. See, that's what advice you're going to get from Bullying the Beast. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else going to be like, oh, that's nothing. Turn your head from that. Yeah, that's why she's sucking your boy dick. So let's go.
Yeah, well, my advice is, look, it depends what she's sending you, because you made a great point, because my girl sends me shit all the time and I don't read them, but she might be sending me, like, that might be how she expresses herself. You know, she might be able to be verbally communicate, so she sends messages through people saying shit. Like, oh, I relate to this. This is how I feel. So, you know, I might have to take my own advice.
Yeah, but the key thing to a relationship is communication. So if you're not communicating day one with somebody thick and thin through all of that, then I don't know. I feel like you got to be communicative and honest from day one, man, if you want to have a real, real partner. Otherwise, it's...
You're right. I mean, even, you know, and I like what Shaq and him said is like, you know, it's a time to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable still ain't telling anything, because these motherfucking girls ain't telling you anything. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you want to have a partner like that. You want to have a partner. You want to be able to have, like, all call cards down and we playing spades 2-on-2, you know what I mean? Like, but they gonna use that shit against you at the end of the day, man, and it's fucked up.
That's true.
It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like you wanna be vulnerable with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You wanna tell her your faults. You wanna tell her this and that. We accept all of this. That's the only reason why a man is with a woman, because he accepts her flaws. You know what I'm saying? But they gonna use our flaws against us.
Yeah, and they don't accept your flaws.
No way.
Use them against you.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. So you gotta slow down. You over here. So being communicative is cool and it's amazing. If you got that person like that, she's almost like a dyke. Like, she like bitches too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up to say, but they kind of act like they know what we be talking about sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I see them sagging the pants and shit. But I'm like, what the fuck is all that about? You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, it's help us out a little bit, man. Don't be so mean.
You gotta be a little bit more understanding, yes, sir.
True. Yes.
Well, Rock, you said you're single, man. How's that going for you?
Single life is great. I've been single for like a year and a half now, and I've never had a clearer mind in my life. But that just helps because it comes with all the perks that I got free time to do whatever the hell I want now.
Now, mind you, guys, this is the new Rock.
You fucking mad bitches, or you just like, I got like one girl that you need to see? I'm just trying to see, like, what time is it?
I don't know, man. It's been, let's just say this 1 year and a half that I've been solo. I've changed completely too. I lost like 200 pounds in the last 3 years.
Blessings. Look at that.
I'm a complete different animal right now. But
there you
just
go.
All I got to say is it's been blessed since I've been single. That's all I got to say.
There you go. I ain't trying to put you out there, but this bullying is out here talking mad
stupid. I feel you. It's been a good time. I'll tell you this. I've been with a couple girls, couple of this, couple of that. I'm like, I'm just exploring my options, man.
Do you feed yourself?
What do you mean? Do I feed myself?
Like you cook and all that?
Oh, yeah, I could cook and stuff, but.
That was my problem.
I can do all of that, man. I grew up in a restaurant life, so I'm used to that.
Okay, peace. I can't cook for myself. I would never wash my own clothes. It's like I wish.
I don't like washing my own clothes. I live with three women in my house, so I'm sorry.
Oh, so you cheating? I don't want to hear that shit. You ain't single. Fuck you talking.
I'm single, but I live with my family, bro. I live with a whole family. Albanians, we like this. So
that's
like
what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Like, you're not over there. Your sister Keisha, she stay with her boyfriend. She come over sometimes and shit like that. He give you half a sandwich and shit. Nah.
But I do all my own stuff. I'm independent. I'm very independent. Always been independent, man. It's the way to be.
Do you feel like you spend more money being single, or you spend more money in a relationship?
No, I spend more money in a relationship. I've never saved more money in my life.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. To the past year and a half. Because when I'm in a relationship, it's like,
you have to.
You got to go out. When you go out, you feel bad with your girl paying. I don't know. Me personally. Me personally, maybe because how I was raised and brought up and
in
Albanian culture, the men take care of everything. Yes. So for me, it's like I understand some women probably even have better job, better pay than me right now, but I'll still take them out and I'll still be the person to pay for the date because that's just how I am. I'm not saying everybody should be like that.
No, be like that. That's being a man. If somebody touch a butt, what you gonna do?
Your job is to do what?
So if the fucking check come at the fucking table, and for yours, if she giving you that pussy, you gotta take care of that.
That's my ass at the end of the day.
For a real long time. It ain't like every single time. She should want to show like, yo, baby, I got this. She see you a little low and everything. That's really what the woman is there for. She's supposed to have your back. Right. That's your crutch right there. That's respect. But if you over here like, shit, fuck that, you paying for this shit, nah.
Well, listen, let me give you an example. Like, my car is broken, bro. I'm using every dollar I get to get my car fixed. My girl wants to go out tonight. You know, she's probably going to cover, or I could probably cover the majority of the bill tonight when we go out. Whereas, you know, we're in a relationship. Whereas if I was single and I have to date these women, I got to show out and I got to be like, I don't want to say like a trick almost, but it's like, bro, I got to spend money after money, like without even contemplating or even hesitating to asking, oh, want to go half on this? Because that's whack. That's why I asked that, because I feel like when you're dating and trying to impress these women, like you got to go above and beyond. You might have to pay for a hotel. You might have to do this. You might have to.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's why I don't know. It depends who you're with, I guess.
But I guess it does depend. It does depend especially if you're single and you're going out on dates. But see, like me, I don't be going out on dates all the time. Like, I ain't going to be spending $100 on a girl that the next day I'm not even going to see her.
He be fucking him in the car. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Early.
Backseat Chronicles. shit, why you gotta blow up my spot like that, man?
Boy turned red as hell.
It's the lighting.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast to talk about Factor. Now, I know a lot of us have fitness goals. We want to look right in our clothes. We want our bodies to be snatched and on point. And now's the time to do it. But sometimes we're a little too busy to figure out what we can eat to get that goal started. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for this new year. Now, Factor is ready-to-eat meal, delivers, and takes the stress out of meal planning. It sets you up for success for the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. How easy is that? It's over 35 meals to choose from per week, so you're never going to get bored. And they also have options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, which I love, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutrients and flavorful options to kickstart your resolution. Now you can forget frantic lunch preps and rush dinners. Factor's 2-minute meals are your secret weapon in the new year. Fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals, all delivered right to your door. And 2-minute meals, who can beat that? Now, Factor offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule. And I'm sure y'all are going to love this too. You can skip the overpriced takeout trap. You know, when you think you're only paying like $20, then you get to the delivery fees and you're paying damn near $100. Well, Factor is cheaper and way more delicious and cleaner than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you, your family, and to focus on your other goals. Need a special occasion meal? This is super easy. Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Nobody would even know that this is like a delivery service. It'll be kind of like Ms. Doubtfire. You know, when things get hectic, Factor is super flexible for you as well. They'll change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. Or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's super easy. Stress less over mealtime in the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent on shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the damn kitchen, because who wants to stay there all the time? Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals so I can keep it right and keep it tight. They got offerings like Protein Plus, Keto, all kind of special meal plans so I can stay on track. And I know you too want to get that body right. This is definitely going to come in handy for those new year goals. Factor has everything we need for a week of flavorful, nutritious meals. I love Factor. This is my new go-to. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have those cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during frantic times when I don't have the time to cook. Healthy, delicious, and convenient. Head to factormeals.com/bully50 and use code bully50 to get 50% off. That's half off. All you got to do is use code bully50 at factormeals.com/bully50 to get 50% off. Now back to our show.
Let's get into some word on the street. Word on the street.
What we got?
Some topics, some trending news topics about what's going on the internet and in the world and such like that. And we're going to start off with my boy Aubrey Drake Graham. I'm sure y'all are aware, man. He had a video drop of him, you know, with his schlong out. I don't know if y'all saw it.
Why would I see that shit? Nobody better not send me that shit.
Yeah, why would I want to watch? Some girl just asked me, did you see the video? I'm like, why would I watch a video of another man playing with his schlong dong? I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah. Like, why would I even want to see that? If somebody,
because she told me that.
Yeah, somebody be like, yo, Angelo got a thing out. He jerking off a girl, played about. I don't want nobody to send me to. I'm going to laugh at your motherfucking ass. Like, yo, I'm happy nobody said that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got one out there. If you ain't got one out there, you meet a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to meet, pick out that motherfucker somewhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you thought, like, well, I don't do that. I don't have a big meat. That's all you saying.
because you want somebody to see. You know what I mean? Like,
no, y'all send dick pics out?
Nah,
I have. Fucking idiot.
I have, but I don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody that did, nobody does it anymore. You do dumb things when you're young. Even the Bible says, when I was young, I thought I was a young man. When I got older, I changed my ways. You know what I'm saying? If you don't change your ways, you still that same dude. If you still send a meat pick right now, you got a problem.
Yeah, it's too easy. It's too easy to get exposed, bro. It's too easy to send that shit out.
They're going
to
expose you. And you got to make sure you're on point, too. You can't be out there like, let me try this one and turn the phone the other way.
Especially when you start growing in the social media world, like every month that I keep growing on my page and stuff, I just keep thinking about it. I'm like, the next girl that comes along, I feel like it's just going to try to expose me for something. I don't know. Like, it's a scary thing
in the
back of my head.
It's only right for them to do it, though. It's only right for them to do that shit. Get the motherfuckers for being nasty. And hopefully my shit don't come out. I don't want to get no motherfucking trouble on some stupid ass shit. But back in the day, yes, I really did do that stupid ass shit. Yeah,
I mean, whoever posted it, hopefully her friends see it. I mean, what am I going to do?
Well, because if you haven't gotten in trouble by now, I'm pretty sure you're good, man.
Yeah, right.
Word. let's move the fuck out. Yeah, Drake is bugging. He hasn't even said anything yes. about it. You know, it's not like nobody freaked out.
Yeah, I'm happy he wasn't even talking about that.
But he did post something. I think he said something like, I was hiding it from the world. No, I wasn't trying to hide it from the world or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know
what that. I seen that shit because he has a lyric that said, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid. And so he posted in his story, I wasn't hiding my meat from the world. I was hiding the world from my meat or some shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Something like, I don't know if it was real or not, but I seen it. Like, I
it's
seen
so
that
funny that he said my meat because Wax is the only person heard him use that term. His meat. That's the only what? Wax is the person I heard him say. Hear him say his meat. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah. Who says the other thing?
Drake said it.
What did he say? Meat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should meat. What meat. You talking about? Why you want to say the why you want to say the other word?
My penis. let's keep it moving. We're gonna talk about the Super Bowl. And if you guys are aware, Usher is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Bro, I think it's going to be a movie. I can't wait. Any songs you're excited to hear
from Usher? They even got SpongeBob. They got SpongeBob performing, too.
They said that every year, bro.
I don't know. I mean, what songs is he... His final song is probably going to be Yeah with Lil Jon.
That's what I'm saying. So and he may even open up with that because... there's a headline that says, I'm here to tell y'all that Lil Jon will be part of Usher's Super Bowl performance. So who knows? And he's like the wackest. I don't say he's the wackest one, but he's like the least.
What you talking about? You crazy? No,
I mean, they gotta have the song for the white people in the crowd.
I'm just saying,
they all gonna know that one.
Who else do you think Usher could bring out? I feel like Ludacris could come out.
Probably. He's probably gonna be Ludacris. I don't know. Who else has he had a really big song with? R. Kelly?
Justin Bieber. This guy is crazy.
Diddy.
You're right, though. Yeah, I need a girl. Yeah. Oh, I need a girl crew. It's hilarious.
Yeah, like, that whole crew is crazy. I don't even know who he's going to bring out.
But
his biggest songs were like solos, weren't they? I don't even know half of his catalog.
Yeah, but you should be surprised. Yeah, but he's going to kill it. You know, it's crazy because I don't know how old Usher is. But he's been performing like nonstop, like with all of his being in the audience, serenading all those women and shit. Like he has not stopped. And I think that was because of his Vegas residency.
He still looks the same as he did 20 years ago when I came to America. Like he literally still looks the same. Still does the same dance moves on stage. Like I've been seeing videos Michael of him Jackson. Pop up all the time. Yeah, I wish Michael Jackson was still alive. That would be nice. That'd be a good performance.
But he already did it. I feel like you can only perform the halftime show one time in your life.
True. Well, no, wasn't there somebody that performed twice?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like somebody performed twice.
I don't think so. Maybe Beyonce. I doubt it, though.
Maybe. I don't know. Beyonce got all the pull in the game.
Wax says that he got somebody trying to join, but I don't know if they're clicking the link. All right.
I'm trying to see what's settling right now.
Well, you hit the link right and jump right on Zoom, right?
Yeah. Should I text you the link? You text it to him or some shit?
Yeah, text it to him and text it to him. You say you got like, a wild story.
Rich.
What's good, brother? Family, what are you looking like?
On the way down to the city.
Oh, man, shit. Your Wi-Fi is a little crazy.
Yeah, that connection is wild.
Yeah, I know, man, because we'll be on the highway right now, man. Do I need to wait till I get into Columbia and just chill? I got 20 more minutes till I get in the city.
Yeah. Nah, we're going to be out of here at 20. For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hear you a little bit.
Is the audio good or is the video good?
Nah, it's audio just a little choppy.
Gotcha.
He's telling me that he got a story that he wanted to tell. Go ahead and tell your story.
Oh, man, like shit is wild. Like, it's 2020, man. 2020 is crazy. How do you have a baby and your wife both on the same year? That type of shit going on.
So, did y'all hear that?
Yeah, we barely can hear you, bro. Yeah. We got to bring you back in where you stationary because I want them to be able to hear the story too, bro. It's kind
of sounds
wild.
Like I just opened a bag of potato chips. I don't hurt.
All right, no doubt.
We gonna get you back, man. Call it next week. Next episode, we gonna get you right.
Yeah, next week. That's what we're gonna make it happen. All right, family.
But yes, sir.
Rich, what up?
What up? Yeah. Word. All right, let's get into so that's some whack. Like Wax is so whack, man. Wax gonna bring on a guest, and that's what's gonna happen.
Hey, man, I don't know. He had a dope ass story. He actually got a crazy, crazy story, yo. Yeah, I listened to it. It's kind of wild.
You know, right. Word.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got good connection.
Yes. Me too. What we got though, Angelo? We got
Black Excellence.
We got.
And first Black Excellence I have is that they got Kobe Bryant. They got a statue outside the it used to be the Staples Center, but now it's called the Crypto Arena. And Vanessa Bryant, his wife, unveils the first of three new Kobe Bryant statues. The new statue that will be placed outside the Crypto Arena shows Kobe pointing to the sky following his legendary 81-point game against Toronto Raptors in 2006. Vanessa explained that Kobe picked the pose himself, so if anyone has issues with it, tough shit. So
I honestly believe Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan should be the only two athletes in NBA history to have their jersey retired in every single arena.
No Kobe?
LeBron James eventually, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe LeBron, too.
No, LeBron.
But guarantee it should be Kobe and Jordan that should have their jersey retired at every arena just because they the two single-handedly greatest basketball players ever. Personally.
Very good guy.
Kobe's the closest thing to Jordan ever.
I feel like Kobe's definitely because he passed away at untimely demise. Jordan, he was just a player, bro. Can I say something? Why I think Jordan's also not as good as LeBron? Why I think LeBron's better than Jordan? You know, as a basketball player, perhaps, I like to, you know, a GOAT is a GOAT all around, bro. And you got to look at the shit that people do off the court, man. And when you think of the shit LeBron does off the court compared to what Jordan does, like I feel like LeBron is really the GOAT of GOATs, man.
LeBron be making up stuff too, though.
Basketball. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about
basketball.
Social media this time. We're talking about things that we actually see LeBron doing. It wasn't seeing Jordan do. You know what I'm saying?
I believe.
I heard that Jordan was even taking pictures of black folk, yo. So.
I believe Kobe does deserve the statues, man. He does deserve the statues.
Yes, he deserves
and
the statues.
It sucks that he passed away. He's one of the first basketball players I ever seen on TV that I was just like, wow, this dude's amazing. But like, to know that he's not able to be part of the game anymore or coach anything anymore, like it's kind of heartbreaking because you expected somebody like him to be kind of like these NBA player coaches that you see now. Like everybody expected Kobe to be that. And the fact that we'll never witness another Kobe conversation ever again in history. I think it's a little heartbreaking. But, you know, it's something like that, like the statue. I think that's a dope gesture by the NBA and the league and everybody.
I like that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Kobe's the man.
What else we got?
Really the man.
A little birdie told me that I was nominated for Best of Westchester this year again. I got Yeah, so
we how can we rig this shit? You know what I'm saying? Dude, bro. Who needs some cocaine? Who needs some penis?
You know, I have a better chance this year because, you know, I wasn't in tune with anybody of the committee or anybody that, you know, fucked with the magazine. Now I've been going to these events. That's how I found out. I went to a Westchester Magazine Valentine's Day event last night. And one of the editors was like, hey, you're Angela Scarfone, right? Congratulations. I was like, for what? Like, you were nominated for Best of Westchester for Social Media Influencer. So, you know.
It sounded like he was hitting on you. That's what it sounded like. The way you just now did it, you better not ever tell nobody. Wax was like, yo, like that. Like, hey, you know, Wax never talked to you like that, bro.
When it's a white man, it's different, though.
That's what I'm saying. So he sounded like he was hitting on you a little. The way he was like, hey.
He said, yes, I'm Angelo / Pat Mahomes / Drake 2.0. He said, that's me. That's me, Westchester's finest.
But yeah, I find the voting to win for sure comes out on February 14th. So Valentine's Day to like March 2nd. Make sure y'all vote for Angelo Scarfone. I think I've been nominated for two categories.
Gotta get it this year, bro. Come on.
Yeah, the competition's real this year too. Who I'm going up against. But I just need y'all support. Bully and the Beast, man. There's a whole bunch of y'all. We got a whole bunch of followers, man. All I need is a couple of y'all.
You know what you have to do. You have to go to one of the magazine parties and just find some dirt on somebody.
That works in that bitch, yeah.
Come on, what are you talking about? Who's cheating on their wife?
I'm going to bring cocaine, offer it to everybody. Whoever it takes, I'm going to take a picture.
Got him. Got him. Be my motherfucking first place.
Yeah. I need the plaque.
You got it, bro. You got it. I voted for you today. So you got it.
Yeah, so that was another thing, too. That was another nomination for the... CEOs and business owners under 35.
Forbes.
Yeah, literally.
Do it.
I appreciate those nominations. It means a lot because I'm tired of being slept on.
Yes.
Now we're going to get to the best part of the show called Wax's ABC.
Wax's ABC.
Yeah.
So now, I give Wax a word, and he has to define it and give us a definition of it and give it to us in a sentence. And this week, the word is, and I got this new camera, so I might have to type this shit in.
I'll type it in, man. I ain't got time for that shit, bro.
The word is S-I-M-C-H-A. Yeah, this shit not gonna.
If I can't read, what are you talking about? How you expect me to listen to it?
Hold on. Right, this is my phone. Hey, look.
There you go.
Oh, shit. The definition is on there. You didn't see shit.
Believe me. Believe you me, I ain't read it.
Okay, S-I-M-C-H-A.
This is Simcha. I heard this the other day. Simcha is a new drink over at Starbucks.
Okay, can you use it in a sentence, please?
All right. I was pulling up the other day. You know, I'm always like, go to Starbucks. I went to Starbucks and got the fucking, it's supposed to be the matcha with the fucking extra cinnamon. But they had this new thing. The lady was like, hey, we got this new Simcha drink. You want to try it? And I was like, word. Got the Simcha drink, and Simcha is actually really good. Simcha is made with oranges and ice cream with a little bit of those sprinkly nuts and shit like that they got on that shit. That's a Simcha from Starbucks.
Now, since you said it's a Starbucks drink, can you use it in a song / jingle to try to sell it? Sell the Simcha. All
right. I went to Starbucks and got some Simcha. It was kind of good. So my girl gave me some Simcha. Simcha's also had.
Wow. Not good. That was horrible. But the word is Simcha, but it means... He's like, yeah, good job, bro.
Come on, baby.
It's a Jewish private party or celebration, a Simcha.
Yeah, so it must be
Shalom
Jewish. Because you know all the Jewish is buying all the Starbucks right now, so they that's the new drink in there.
Wow.
Makes sense.
All right, y'all. Brock, what can I tell? You got anything you want to promote? You got anything going on? What's up with you, man? Where can the people find you?
Guys, I just started up my new podcast, that Don't Gotta Explain Myself podcast. I'm bringing the Albanian culture to the American culture. We're going to have an all-out great show. Like I said, I'm trying to be an outlet, not just for fellow Albanians, but for everybody I see out here hustling and working and grinding. I'm trying to be that outlet for anybody I know that deserves it. That's what I'm trying to be. I got a lot of good eyes on me. I got a lot of people that do support me. You can follow me on @IamRock. Well, it's spelled IamRROK. That's how I spell my name. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on whatever, YouTube, all of that. My name is Rock, RROK. You can just find me just looking that up. I'm the one and only, the exclusive. But yeah, overall, follow my podcast page. Don't Gotta Explain Myself podcast. Follow my Instagram.
Part of the Polymath Network.
That's what I'm trying to do. On the Polymath Network. Yo, exactly.
Early. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that, bro.
Wax, yeah, is it too late to go to your is it too late to go to your Super Bowl party this weekend, Wax?
Nah, pull up on me, man. Y'all come to the Super Bowl party, come just run out of cabin, come play around, just come chill out, play pool, drink, eat.
I'm going where the good wings are at.
Come on,
oh, he's in South Carolina.
Yeah, come to South Carolina. Yes, come to the studio.
Got good wings there.
Come to the studio, come jump on a podcast, or you know, jump in the booth and hear what you got. You know what I mean? So @_SC, come holla at us, you know what I mean? Or go to WAXKYNG, that's my Instagram. You see a lot of clips and stuff on there like that when I can get some clips. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Huh?
Early. Yo, and guys, man, we might be in the studio sooner than later.
Yes, you know, for sure.
Working on getting some in-person studio episodes, man. Let's get back, man. We get some advertisements. We're getting a little battery in our back, so we might be back and better than ever, honestly. I can't wait.
Let's do it.
Hopefully everybody in the Polymath Network this year kind of takes it up another notch and we all reach in the top together somehow, some way, man.
Bro, yeah. I'm working hard. I'm working overtime with this shit, so.
Oh, yeah. I see you.
All right, guys. Well, that's another episode of Bully and the Beast podcast, yo. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. Holla at your boy.
Tell a friend. Shout out to my Albanians. Everybody enjoyed this, man.
Yeah, I know this is gonna get love. When Rock posts this shit, it's gonna go crazy.
Facts, big facts.
Let's get it. Bully and the Beast podcast.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Peace.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.